electricity and gas power were not always a part of our lives, the advent of natural gas and the capacity to have lights out on the street was something that we developed over time. And so there was a time in which the streets in a city would normally be pretty dark at night. Only whatever lamps or candles were burning in people's homes would light the way. And then gradually, those streets would be lit, first with gas and then with electricity. And therefore, what we pretty much know today is lighted streets. At first, and for a while, this process of lighting the streets was not always readily accepted. It seems that people prefer darkness to light. Some were worried that it might have a psychological effect on people, not being able to have the darkness to sleep, perhaps. Others really did prefer the darkness. It's easier to do things that you know you shouldn't do or that the law knows you shouldn't do when there is dark. And so it wasn't uncommon for those early gas lights to be tampered with. People would either break them or put them out as the gas lighter would go along. And even the person who was in charge, the lamp lighter, would at times be threatened for taking away the darkness. His job was to light the lamps, and people didn't want that. So at times, they would be threatened. People preferred the darkness to the light. These are the words that our evangelist John gives us today in recognition that Christ is the light of the world, that he came into the world bringing light along with him. And yet, some preferred the darkness to the light. This was true now and remains true today. In fact, for all of us, each one of us in our own way, we struggle with that part of us that prefers darkness to light. Because in the darkness, there is ambiguity. In the darkness, there is uncertainty. In the darkness, we can be who we want and not have to stand for anything particular. We can just exist in an ambiguous sort of way. In the light, we must stand for our convictions, to be true to who we are. Otherwise, people will know, people will see who or what we do, and therefore who we are. People prefer the darkness to the light. Christ came into the world bringing that light so that we can truly see ourselves for who we are. And this sometimes is an uncomfortable reality. This is the process of Lent, to see clearly who we are and who we are to become. It's not always a gentle and easy process. And yet God so loved the world that he sent his only Son, the light of the world, so that we may see ourselves more clearly. Nicodemus, for his part, he is being challenged by Christ at this very meeting. It's not said in the words of our gospel today, but if we look further ahead or further back in John's gospel, we see that this meeting has been set up between Christ and Nicodemus in the dark. Nicodemus is a Pharisee. Nicodemus is uncertain, ambiguous, unconvinced that he should stand publicly in the light of Christ, because others know him to be something else, a Pharisee. And we know that Pharisees love to point at Jesus and say, hypocrite, liar, blasphemer, all these things. In the darkness, Nicodemus is ready to sit and listen to all all the wonderful things that Christ has to reveal, including that God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son. But he's not ready to stand in the light. He's not ready to reveal to the world that he has found the light of Christ. There is this reflection on Moses and the seraph being raised in the desert. If we go back to the book of Exodus, that is, the people are rebelling against Moses. They've complained against Moses. They want to go back to Egypt. They want to go back to their place of slavery. They want to go back to the darkness that is Egypt. If we think of the plagues that Moses had on behalf of God called down on Egypt, there was darkness. Night and day both seemed the same as one of the plagues, and yet perhaps maybe that darkness was not something imposed by God, but rather the darkness that was Egypt on its own, without the light of the world. The people rebelled. The people preferred darkness to light, and so they wanted to kill Moses. These seraphs, these snakes, came into camp and bit the people, killing some, wounding others, and then they repented. Moses erected this cross with a seraph on it because that's what God asked him to do, and the people were healed. Jesus is telling Nicodemus that the Son of Man, too, must be lifted up on a cross so that the people may be set free and healed. The light of the world not only came into the world, but needed to be crucified, was called upon to be crucified, so that we too could be set free in that light of Christ. In this season of Lent, we walk with those Hebrew people way back when, in our own 40 years in the wilderness, our own 40 years in the desert. We walk with them on our way to the land of paradise, promised by God, reassured to us by God. But we're not there yet. We won't be, not in this life. This life is the desert. This life is the wilderness. This life is the tension between maybe we should go back to darkness, or maybe we should, maybe we could hold out for the light. Maybe we can follow Christ through the wilderness, through the desert. We exist in this liminal space, this space between darkness and light, where we can, and often do, choose one or the other. The people preferred darkness to the light. Let us not be those people. Let us live in the truth and the light of Christ, to be who we truly are, to be seen for who we truly are, to not be ashamed as Nicodemus was, but to have the courage of Christ, to stand forth in the light, to be known for who we are, children of God, disciples of Christ, those who long for the promised land, those who have the audacity to believe that that promised land is true and real. We follow Christ, who is the light, recognizing that he is our only way. Paul, in our reading today, reminds us that all of the good works you do, all of the good that you are doing now during these 40 days of Lent, is not because of your own good, but because Christ is working in you. Let us allow Christ to continue to work in us, to be people of the light, so that we may follow the light.